Good morning, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Robert Stuckey with Shaw Contract, Director of Hospitality and Retail. Robert, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for being my correspondent today. You're at Global Shop out in Las Vegas, and you agreed to tell us a little bit about the show. Before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about your background. You've been in charge of the hospitality and retail sectors for Shaw Contract for a little over 2 years. And prior to that, you went to college, you studied hotel resort management, and then got an MBA from Georgia Tech. Focus first at IHG. Most people know that's the International Hotel Group. They're the ones that own Holiday Inn. So you spent your early part of your career there, didn't you?
I sure did. Yeah, it's Intercontinental Hotels Group, to be fair, okay, to the company. But yeah, I started most of my career there. Strong background in the hotel business and the operations and the branding departments of there. And I had the opportunity to join Shaw and bring a knowledge of that understanding of what the hoteliers are looking for as it relates to their design and flooring options to Shaw. And it's been a successful partnership with Shaw. A pleasure to be with them. I love it.
And I feel sorry for you because you're out there in Las Vegas. That's not my favorite place, but you're out there for this show. And then I don't know, you're going to stay out there or you're going to turn right back around, because the hospitality design show is in a month, so you got to go right back out.
It sure is. Yeah, I definitely have to head back because we're in that final preparation mode, so we got, the last 3-4 weeks before the show is here. So yeah. I'll head back on Friday, and I got about 3 or 4 weeks before I turn around and come right back. And the same hotel. It's in Mandalay Bay for both Global Shop and for HD Expo.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the size of the show. This is the middle day. It's a 3-day show. So it went on yesterday. I believe the show's divided into 5 sections, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. In the back of the convention center this year, so a little bit of a hike for everyone. I kind of hear that as a little grumbling from some of the attendees. Vegas is a big place, and they got a lot of conventions happening at all times. So they did separate it out into about 5 sections. Attendance overall was very strong yesterday on day one, and what I saw, talked to some show organizers, and they said around initial pre-registrations were up about 7%. But I walked by the registration area multiple times. The line was at least probably 10-20 deep every time I walked by on-site registration, which I thought was a very interesting fact for this show, that there was that many on-site registrations. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the final registration count looks like. But overall, traffic's very good. Separated out, this show really focuses on all areas of retail and what you need to be successful from a design perspective, from a logistics or anything, store planning, anything you really need to be successful in the retail environment.
Yeah, so I think, the reason Shaw Contract's there is you want to show how you can enhance the interior finishes of retail stores. That's who the attendees are, I guess, are people that own retail stores or buy materials for retail stores. So, I mean, this is one of those shows that's very specialized. So there's also a section, I guess, on fixturing where they have mannequins and display panels and stuff like that. But I think you're in the store design section, aren't you?
Yeah, we're with most of the designers. But yeah, you can buy everything at the show, from hangers to mannequins. Yeah. There's some logistics services companies here. So it definitely has the wide range.
Okay. Now, is this all on one floor, the show?
Yep.
All right, so I was looking to see who all was there. Obviously, talking to you, Shaw Contract, you're there. Your sister division, U.S. Floors, is there. I mean, I see a handful, 10, 12, maybe 15 flooring companies there. Two companies that I don't see, is noticeably absent, is I don't see Mohawk and Interface there. So I thought that was pretty interesting as I was going through the list, because they usually go to shows like this.
If I'm recalling past years, I don't remember seeing Mohawk in the past here either. Yeah. Not to speak of their strategy, but this is a very, as you mentioned, a very focused show. So if retail is not a core segment or a core strategic focus for you, you'd really need to be invested in the retail segment to make this level of investment to be here.
Yeah. So what's Shaw's message at the show?
It's a great question. We're proud to, my earlier point, we're really focused. The retail segment is the strategic segment for us, and we're proud to be a partner to our retail partners. And it's important to be here to understand what is the future of retail, what is the future of the design in the retail business. There's a lot of discussion around what the future of retail design is,
exactly,
with the influence of online, but we need to understand that, and we need to be a part of that discussion. And by being here at Global Shop, we're able to introduce flooring solutions that really work and focus on that retail segment, to be a partner as they do work to figure out what the future of their store planning is.
Let me ask you about the tone of the show, because you brought up a good point that some people are saying that retail is in transition, and we hear this, you know, horrible news around what's going on with Penny's and Macy's and these department stores, Sears, that are, you know, potentially closing their doors. So is the tone upbeat? Is it just that those general department stores, they're feeling like they may have lost their focal point in the game? Or tell me what about the tone in the show.
And I had the pleasure of being here last year as well, and yeah. And I noticed a noticeable difference from last year to this year. It's much more upbeat than it was last year. Last year people were still trying to figure out what exactly the future of retail was.
Yeah.
And sitting through a couple sessions yesterday, I heard many times, maybe a little overused word, experimental experiences is really what the designers are talking about. How are retailers going to create an experience to want to visit their stores?
Right.
And what is the influence of the online world? So that's really the tone, and I think people are really excited about, you know what, yeah, the big boxes may be struggling at times, but we need to create fun experiences and design experiences that are important. So I think that's really helped with a positive attitude here at the show from the attendees.
Well, that's great insight. I appreciate that, because, you know, this whole omni-channel, this internet versus brick and mortar, I don't think it's time for everybody to close up. I think it's time for them just to look at their experience and make sure they've got a great experience going on, which is what they can do if they use, I guess, Shaw Contract Flooring. I mean, that's part of the answer, right?
Absolutely. We were fortunate enough to win Best Flooring Product yesterday at the show with our Extraordinary Collection. And the Extraordinary Collection really focuses on creating an experience within a store, an oasis experience, as I've heard a couple designers call it here at the show. You know, in very specific places in your store, you create an experience, whether that's a waiting area for those waiting for you know, people trying things on. But it was one, you know, kind of common theme I hear. It's really about that experience, and using flooring is a huge part of creating those unique experiences throughout, whether it's a big box store or even a little store here and there.
Yeah, okay. I noticed that Cheryl Durst, the CEO of IIDA, is doing a panel today at 3 that's on the trends at retail. So I wish I was there and can go see that, but that should be interesting. It's great to talk to you. Thanks for giving us an update. Again, been talking to Robert Stuckey, who's the Director of Hospitality and Retail at Shaw Contract, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.